For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The leader of the University of Missouri is backtracking after blocking students who criticized his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic on Twitter. Spokesperson Christian Basie said yesterday, System President and MU Chancellor Moon Choi unblocked the accounts Wednesday. Lawyer Chris Bennett warned he would sue if Choi didn't unblock the accounts. Basie says some of the tweets were abusive and used expletives, but Bennett says others didn't even directly criticize Choi. ACT and SAT scores will be optional for students considering attending Southeast Missouri State University. CMO's president says expansion of the university's test optional admissions and scholarships will provide higher education access to more people. The Cape Girardeau-based university announced Wednesday that prospective students will now be admitted with a 2.75 cumulative high school grade point average and completion of required high school classes. That means students will not need to take the ACT or SAT test. The university also announced the expansion of scholarships now available without a test score. CMO President Dr. Carlos Vargas says elimination of the testing requirement is even more important now because the coronavirus pandemic has forced cancellation of many ACT and SAT testing dates. MU's mask requirements were updated again yesterday, reversing an amendment to the campus's mask policy Tuesday. The Columbia Missourian reports MU announced Tuesday that those outside on campus must wear a mask at all times, even when alone. But the policy update yesterday reverses that change, allowing those outside and by themselves on campus to refrain from wearing a mask. The amendment Tuesday also clarifies that masks must be worn over both the nose and mouth for in-person meetings held indoors. The former director of a program that provides shelter and advocacy services to domestic violence victims in Missouri has appeared in federal court on charges accusing her of filing fraudulent invoices for funding. The U.S. Attorney's Office said yesterday that Kimberly LeBaron, the former executive director of Kirksville-based Victim Support Services, was indicted last month on 3 counts of mail fraud. Prosecutors allege she inflated numbers related to shelter stays and, in many cases, turned away clients by falsely claiming the shelter was full. St. Louis Zoo officials are trying to solve the mystery of how a 62-year-old ball python laid 7 eggs without being around a male python for at least 2 decades. An expert at the zoo says it's unusual but not rare for ball pythons to reproduce asexually. The zoo says the birth is also unusual because ball pythons stop laying eggs long before they reach their 60s. The python laid the eggs in July. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.